The federal government is giving Cambrian College $377,832 over 3 years to cover 70% of the cost to hire a full-time engineer and part-time welding and fabrication technologist. The announcement was made earlier this week, with dignitaries gathering at the college to announce the funds, which are going toward the college's research and development. By having full-time staff, we are able to respond quickly to industry demand, carry out these projects, and really ensure these companies are leading their R&D innovative needs, Cambrian College Research and Development Director Mike Comito told Sudbury.com. As with any applied research program, industry leaders connect with Cambrian College to enlist their help in finding solutions or prototype processes. Dignitaries pose for a photo at Cambrian College using a battery electric vehicle as their backdrop. From left is Cambrian R&D Director Mike Comito, Nickel Belt Liberal MP Mark Saray, Cambrian College President Christine Morrissey, Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian LaPointe, Cambrian College Vice President of Finance, Administration and Applied Research Janicki Nichols and student Jacob Greeno. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. Our team of engineers along with students and faculty build out a scope of work and carry out that project, Comito said. By bringing in more staff, I can bring in more industry partners. This is a boost for us, for sure, he said, noting that the federal government's pledge will help Cambrian assist industry leaders meet their needs, particularly those in the mining sector seeking assistance with battery electric vehicles. It's excellent timing, Comito said, noting that Cambrian's battery electric vehicle lab is opening in a couple of weeks, through which there will be projects for staff and students to tackle. In a media release issued by Fedner, it's noted that the three-year project will help Cambrian College increase research income, provide support for close to 60 businesses, help forge new business alliances and support the development of more than 60 new products, processes, services or technologies. Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian LaPointe speaks during a funding announcement at Cambrian College earlier this week. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. Sudbury is a hotbed for innovation and this investment in Cambrian College will ensure innovation continues to thrive in our region, while supporting jobs, growth and a strong economy that includes everyone, Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian LaPointe said. Nickel Belt Liberal MP Mark Saray added that the investment will help Northern Ontario businesses seize new opportunities for growth and sustainability. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.